Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can call in one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us in the studio. It's in that studio. Ian,
Aria,
and Mark.
And we're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. And coming up, Aria, you've got a story, because we started the show out tonight with a wild claim from a Federal Reserve chairman in Minneapolis, Neil Kashkari, that says that he thinks that there needs to be a total lockdown for as much as 6 weeks, and then that'll help the economy in the long run.
Yeah, the one I have is equally stupid. Is from a former Treasury official and current economist. He doesn't seem to even know what inflation is. So,
well, if he doesn't know, he's probably not being honest about what it actually is. We'll get into that story.
He has to know, right?
Coming up here in moments.
I mean, he knows what it really is, and he knows what the Fed and the Treasury tells people that it is.
Right. Yeah. The difference between price inflation and monetary inflation.
Right. So we're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything you want. In fact, this person claims they're calling from Denmark, where it's probably tomorrow already. Hello, Adrian. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adrian.
Here. I'm from the electric realm. I'm electric Adrian M. Ford, and you're electric Ian P. Freeman, and you're electric Mark Edge. We don't have your middle initial yet.
What does that mean, the electric realm?
Yeah, the electric realm. Well, we're electric people. We're going fully electric now.
And tell me about that.
All the three of you in on the spark. Are you ready for that?
Tell me what that was. Hello.
I've known you, Ian, for 81 million years. Did you know that?
No, we really go far back, huh?
Everybody in the electric realm, get a cup of Ian P. Freeman.
It's Ian B. Freeman, but close enough. It's Ian B. Freeman, but close enough.
You went 81 million years without learning his middle name?
What's that?
You went 81 million years without learning his middle initial?
Yeah. Well, we forgot. I'm the Starman. Wow. Don't you remember?
No, I don't. Apparently, your memory is...
That's okay. We'll get you up to speed.
Apparently, your memory is way better than mine is. So how did you and I meet? Was it like back when the universe exploded for the first time?
Oh, No. Have you guys ever seen Casablanca?
I sadly have not.
It's a no, isn't it? Yes.
Is this guy for real?
Yeah.
Quite literally.
For real on drugs.
Yeah, what are you?
You know who that was laughing?
Mark. What are you on tonight? Like, you are far out.
Well, I'm fully electric. See, electricity was out of phase.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
That doesn't explain
this
anything.
This dude is tweaked.
No, it doesn't explain. It's great. Being in the electric realm is great because the jokes are great. You'll
what is
love it?
What does it mean to be in the electric realm?
Well, your electric people love you, and they give you charges. Well, they also live your lives for you. No, they don't live your lives for you. They live their own lives, and then sometimes they build your life for you.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean much to me. So, like, how can you help my listener understand what the electric realm is? How do you get into it?
The energy realm.
How do you get into
realm,
it? Is it a
people?
Large dose of LSD?
Yes.
It is.
Like
okay.
Me and Steve Jobs and Tim Cook? Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call.
We love that.
All right, man. By the way,
love it too.
Related story, the LSD chemist William Leonard Pickard is going to be released from prison, which is pretty good news. But by the way, kids, if you're going to do drugs, make sure you do them responsibly and don't go too far like that guy just did. I don't know seriously what his deal is, but wow. Clyde, let's see here. According to a source close to Leonard Pickard, Clyde Apperson's request to be released to home confinement prior to his October 11, 2028 release date has been approved, and he's currently at a pre-release or halfway house pending full release. This story is about the guy who was one of the two guys who was manufacturing LSD in an underground retired missile silo back in the day. I don't know if you ever heard about this story. It's pretty far out. There's a story on Vice News from like 10 or 11 years ago that told this story. It's about this stripper who meets this guy, I guess at like the club. I forget exactly how they met, but and then
isn't that how you meet strippers?
She becomes his boyfriend or his girlfriend, and she moves into this underground missile silo where they're manufacturing LSD. It's just constantly getting high all the time, and then the DEA moves in and turns everybody against one another, and it just turns into a real cluster F of a situation. It's been a decade since I've seen the video.
Well, I mean, so they were making LSD in an abandoned missile silo. It was never not a cluster F situation.
It was amazing.
The problem with drugs isn't the manufacturing of them. It's trying to find somebody to sell them to that isn't going to roll on you.
Yeah, well, the decision comes after Pickard spent 20 years in prison for conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, and dispense LSD. He and his partner Clyde Apperson were arrested in the year 2000 while moving what was alleged to be their LSD laboratory across Kansas, and they were convicted in 2003. Pickard was given two life sentences and Apperson sentenced to 30 years of imprisonment without the possibility of parole. A petition for, quote, request
for selling drugs that in all likelihood killed no one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Quote, request for modifying the conditions or terms of supervision with consent of the offender was filed in the U.S. District Court in Kansas on behalf of Mr. Apperson. He was arrested alongside and convicted alongside of Mr. Pickard. The petition would allow him to be released from prison to home confinement in advance of 2028. And it was stated that she's proposing to release to the District of Oregon to reside with his sister. So the good news is they are letting these guys out, it sounds like, or they are already out at his sentencing. DEA Special Agent in Charge William Renton said, quote, the proof of the significance of these prosecutions and convictions lies in the fact that the LSD availability in the United States was reduced by 95% in the 2 years following their arrest.
That is not a good thing.
Well, the good news is after that, the Silk Road came out and dramatically increased the availability
that's
of
a good
LSD.
Thing.
So, I mean, what law enforcement against prohibition, what do they call it, law enforcement action
partnership, they renamed
now,
yeah.
They, what they would say to this is that when you arrest a drug dealer, you create a job opportunity. As opposed to arresting a car thief or a, because, I mean, you know, plenty of cars, when you arrest car thieves, car thievery goes down.
That's right.
When you arrest, you know, arsonists, arsons go down. When you arrest a mass murderer, mass murders go down. But, I guess serial murder. When, in this case, it took, apparently they were manufacturing a great deal, so it took a while for the market to respond, but note, ladies and gentlemen, he said for 2 years. And then after that, somebody came along, and presumably there is somebody right now manufacturing this amount of LSD right here in the U.S. of A. And somehow life goes on.
That's a great point. Yeah, he did say for 2 years, and he said that 8 years after he went to the guy was, or he said that 5 years after the guy was put in prison.
Right.
So. Pickard is, according to this story, he's got a bunch of medical conditions. He's 74 years old, so, I mean, he's, you know, you're in jail, they're not taking the best care of you, number one, but number two, most men don't make it past that, you know, that late.
Yeah, I tend to think that you can choose how you're going, I mean, you know, people in prison have all the choices that the rest of us do. You can eat better, you can exercise, you can do the things that will make you live longer. The chances that...
How do you eat better in prison? You choose not to eat everything they give you because usually you get what they give you.
You could choose, like, there's certain special diets.
There are, yeah. And you could, if you have a certain religion, you can say, don't give me any, you know, I'm a Muslim, don't give me any pork or whatever.
Right, you could choose to go vegan, you could choose a variety of things.
Do they do vegan now? In prisons?
I'll bet they do.
Well, anyway, he's got all kinds of problems with his body, and of course there's the COVID-19 thing, and then they say he's had a positive role writing about the fentanyl epidemic. The court found that a reduction in sentence is consistent with the sentencing factors, and they go on to state that Pickard's offenses were serious, but having spent 2 decades in prison, he's been seriously punished. The government correctly points out that he has a prior drug convictions, but that doesn't change his argument. that the First Step Act's change to sentences for drug crimes would substantially have changed the treatment of his prior offenses. So remember the First Step Act? That was the thing that Trump got. I think that was what Trump, the little baby step thing on sentencing reform that Trump signed. So they're citing that in their request to let this guy out. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to some economics coming up here in a moment, but I had to bring that story up since that caller
was on LSD.
I don't know what he was on. I don't think that was it. But who knows? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, unfortunately, Mark, you won't be getting on an airplane tomorrow morning to go to Dallas, Texas. Unless you are still planning on getting on the airplane, there's nothing to do.
Flight's been canceled.
Oh, they even canceled the flight. The entirety of Mobilize 2020, which we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, has been canceled. Now, it wasn't Young Americans for Liberty who decided to do this. That is to say, to cancel their own event. It was apparently the mayor of Dallas who put whatever pressure on, I presume, the hotel that they were... I don't know which hotel they were going to have this in, Mark. Do you happen to know?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Whoever it was obviously pressured by the city gang in Dallas, and so they canceled the event. Like, less than a week before it was going to happen. I think we got notice of this on Monday?
Yeah,
I think it was actually Monday after the show we got notice of it. But the mayor of Dallas did this. Brandon Borka, who is the director of strategic partnerships at Young Americans for Liberty, asks, quote, "Why are violent protests being allowed to happen, but peaceful Young Americans for Liberty events are being shut down?" You can learn more over at yaliberty.org. That's Young Americans for Liberty, yaliberty.org. So. Bummer.
They are doing some things, but they're doing the kind of things that can't be shut down. So,
like what? Throwing a party in someone's house?
They mentioned that they're doing stuff. Mm-hmm. My big concern was going on for me. So.
Yeah, so sorry about that. If you were planning on going to that event, Mark, you were certainly planning on attending that.
I certainly was.
You were supposed to be broadcasting from the event.
It's a year for cancellations here in 2020.
Yeah, it's just an awful, awful year. Yeah. I mean, it is probably the worst year in my lifetime as far as, like, there's nothing fun. I mean, with the exception of Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival over this summer, which was great. It was fantastic.
It was.
There's not much else out there. I hear Jackalope is happening, which is a festival in Arizona, although, you know, it's sort of out in the middle of nowhere, so it's a bit difficult to get to that one from what I understand. What else is going on? Is there anything else that's exciting happening in your area? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Larry. He's in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I was going to talk about myself being cut off from a club that I've belonged to for almost 40 years.
Really?
What kind of club?
The Concerned Clergy here in Indianapolis. Now, I've belonged to them for 40 years almost, and they don't like the attitude I'm taking toward this coronavirus, and they also don't like the attitude I'm taking toward what's going on in our downtown area, where they're holding up criminals who have shot at police and think that the criminal's just supposed to walk away from that situation without being killed. So they have actually excommunicated me. I feel that way anyway.
So this is a group of clergy, a minister's group,
yes.
Basically?
Yeah, a minister's group. I used to be their sergeant of arms and everything.
So you've had a large level of involvement in this particular group. And
yeah, political, too. They're political, too. You know, I'm a political activist. And our city council now, they can't have anybody attend their meetings because of COVID. So you can't come into their meetings anymore.
Right. You can't complain unless you want to go on their little Zoom thing that they have.
I don't go for that.
Yeah,
so
and then you can't be seen. You can't be in their actual room. You can't show a large number of supporters. You can't pack City Hall like, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we've literally had 200 people pack a very small room to the point where they had to actually restrict the number of people that could even come up onto the second floor of the building. This was back when they were trying to push what they call a bear cat, this massive tank monstrosity that they ended up, of course, passing, even though the supermajority of people in the area were against it. Now you can't even do that. Now you can't fill their room.
And here goes Al Sharpton going to Washington with his busloads of people, getting to go in there because he's spreading the same garbage. And our black radio here in town, they have started, they're not black radio actually, because Kathy Hughes have sold her interest in Radio 1, And all they're doing now is having programs on where you can come pick up your box of garbage on Tuesday and get that garbage at your home. They're giving milk and raw meat to people that don't even have a refrigerator. And I don't know whether you guys know it or not. Women don't know how to cook anymore, so they're going to do anything with no vegetables or anything else. But they never have done it before, you know. But it's just this way things are going now, guys, and the restrictions and stuff that's going on. Just wait to 2021. They're going to have it tight down because, you know, they put the onus on us.
So you don't think it's going to get better? You don't think that that we're going to see a lessening of the lockdowns by 2021? You don't think that's going
to
happen?
Because with the mask mandate, they shifted the onus to the public. They can say, okay, we gave you a chance. We told you to wear your mask, right? You didn't wear the mask. The numbers are up. We're going to have a three-month lockdown. Nobody goes anywhere except for the essential workers, okay? And you can't even go out to get food because we're going to deliver the food to you at your home. And you're going to get what we want you to have.
We've you get got some government gruel. Here's your gruel for the day, sir.
Yes, a bowl of pottage. But anyway, I'm a pretty fortunate person because I've been able to support myself for really a poor person. But I'm rich in spirit. And
Larry, I appreciate your spirit. I appreciate you calling in here and sharing your thoughts with us tonight on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, thank you for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on Larry's predictions?
I don't know whether that's going to... I think that, you know, I think it's despicable that they, you know, they're keeping him out of his club. As far as predictions go, good luck.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want here. So as I mentioned earlier, the good news is one of the guys who was manufacturing a ton of LSD back 20 years ago in the United States, he is being let out of prison. And apparently it does have to do with some sentencing reform that Donald Trump did sign into to law. I think it was last year. You could look it up if you were more interested. The First Step Act does change sentences to drug crimes, and so they actually knocked about 8 years off of this guy's sentence as a result of that, so he's going to get out.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any particular point. I mean, you know, who's the victim here, and what's the point in keeping a 84-year-old locked in prison?
He's 74.
Sorry, 74-year-old who is ill and those sorts of things. I mean, you know, either way, the taxpayers are paying for it, but I can assure you the taxpayers pay more while he's in prison.
Yeah, and apparently, according to the order from the judge, that they believe that he does not pose a significant risk to society and has engaged in substantial efforts at rehabilitation. Even the government didn't even challenge the assertion. So the prosecutor's like, yeah, okay. You know, they didn't even try to keep him in.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Unusual.
It is unusual. The court concluded the 20 years he's already served are sufficient for meeting the goals of incapacitation, deterrence, retribution, and rehabilitation. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got another bizarre economic claim coming up. Aria's going to share that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is calling mail-in voting in the 2020 general election this November a catastrophe waiting to happen.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
President's comments come as he welcomes Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to the White House. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expanding efforts to secure American data from China.
We're protecting Americans' most sensitive personal information and our businesses' most valuable intellectual property, including COVID vaccine research.
Pompeo also saying platforms like TikTok are a threat to Americans' personal data and tools for Chinese content censorship. In financial news, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed positive on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on efforts to pass another coronavirus relief bill.
They're all suggesting a deal could finally be struck by late this week, but the partisan divide is evident. As the Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, says, the GOP proposal doesn't give American workers what they deserve, so their party will be sticking to its demands.
Until we achieve the caliber, the extent, the depth, and breadth of legislation that the American people need, deserve, and want.
While top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says, while there has been some progress in recent days towards a deal,
while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch in 8 days.
A new Gallup poll released on Wednesday found that 61% of black Americans want police presence to remain the same. The poll found that 67% of Americans want a police presence, including 71% of white Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's all kinds of features there allowing you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. So head over to discord.lrn.fm and enjoy that those features there. So it's Ian and Aria and Mark in the studio here tonight. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. We got Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello, guys. I'm sick and tired of talking about COVID-19, so I was going to talk instead about global warming, because that's one of my pet peeves. And one of the things that I consider to be cult-like, I consider belief in the government to be cult-like and belief in global warming to be cult-like.
In what way?
I did a mathematical problem myself, and I tweeted it. I actually put it, I think I put it in your show prep, or I put it on the air, I can't remember what. But I took all of the known reserves of carbon fuels on the planet, just figured out, you know, because we don't know exactly what the reserves are, but they have estimates of how much coal, how much crude, how much natural gas we've got. So I put all that together in a spreadsheet, figured how many BTUs per unit and how much CO2 per BTU times the reserves, and added it all up to get the total CO2 output, and came up and then divided that into the atmospheric mass and came up with a number that's so small, it's 0.00, there's three zeros, 0.00076 increase in atmospheric mass. So it's a very, very small amount of CO2 that you could possibly add to the atmosphere if you burned up everything.
So let me ask you some questions about that, Gene. I'm probably the biggest believer in global warming here on the show, so I'll take a couple of shots and see how that goes.
Go ahead.
First off, it's not like burning coal is what people are claiming is heating up the Earth. They're claiming that it's reflectivity in some way, the containment of energy from the sun that global warming gases create. Now, I don't know how they do it. I just presume that they, you know, what they say is so because, well, they're saying it. Go on and address that. So first off, it doesn't have to do with the amount of energy created. It has to do with the containment of heat from the sun.
Yes, but the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is what will increase the containment of that heat.
Sure, but that doesn't have anything to do with the BTUs.
Well,
the BTUs is just part of the formula to find out how much CO2 you're going to get out of the fuel. That's all the BTUs is for. It has nothing to do with trying to warm the planet by burning the fuel.
Is that it doesn't really matter how much CO2 you burn. Really, it has to do with the methane produced by Big Agra and the amount of cows that we eat here in the United States and, you know, around the world. Different countries consume different amounts of beef. I know there's another animal that produces methane, large-scale agra animal that produces methane, but I can't remember which one it is.
Well, now, I did run these numbers by a physics professor that I know, who's a friend of mine, and I ran these numbers by him, and he said he can't find any problem with my numbers. He did not make a statement that I must be right about global warming because, you know, he's a scientist, and he's not going to do that. But at any rate, he did say that my numbers were correct. And I have to say, the reason I came to this,
burning coal and oil and gasoline, those are not the only ways in which humans put more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. I mean, every animal exhales carbon dioxide, but even in addition to that, there's the melting of the permafrost in Greenland that has released massive amounts of CO2 that have been stored in the ice there for several centuries.
Well, isn't CO2 good for trees? Isn't that what they inhale?
Absolutely.
It is, and trees are becoming more efficient at converting carbon dioxide into oxygen as a result of that.
It's a more food-rich environment for them.
Right.
One would presume they're growing faster,
saw this with the cyanobacteria back 4 billion years ago.
This is what I've never understood. I remember growing up, you know,
the problem is we're also cutting down massive amounts of trees.
Well, that was what they were saying back in the day, but, I mean, I've seen what
New Hampshire
looks like from the sky, and there's a ton of trees out there, so, like, there's still plenty of trees, and you can always plant more.
New Hampshire was clear-cut at one point, nearly clear-cut, and now
it's covered in trees. They said all this 40 years ago. It's all been said 40 years ago, and that's why I became a big skeptic, because I would get in a plane and fly to China, and I would look down from 35,000 feet, and, you know, you can't even see that there are people on this planet. You can't even hardly see cities from 35,000 feet unless it's nighttime and they're all lit up. So the fact is we are very, very tiny. And I have another...
Cyanobacteria were also tiny, and they are 100% the reason that animals exist today.
Yeah, but this is a different
story. This was a bacteria.
We're talking about volume here.
Yes, but you're saying humans are tiny. We can't possibly impact the environment, and that's exactly counter.
Because our volume is so small. Our volume is so small.
Look at the percentage of
CO2.
Cyanobacteria, Gene.
We're talking about CO2 here.
Yes,
this is a chemical.
Which the cyanobacteria fed on, ultimately leading to the evolution of plants.
It's the increase of a certain chemical in the mass of the atmosphere. We know all these numbers. We know what the mass of the atmosphere is.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing if it's feeding plants, right? Like, isn't that a good thing? Don't we want the trees to get healthy and be well-fed?
We were taught this in grade school when I was young.
That's why I remember.
The CO2 feeds the plants. The plants produce the oxygen. And
right. It's a nice little circle.
We are a symbiotic relationship with the plants. So the reason I got this idea was, like I say, flying in an airplane, looking down at the planet, and trying to see the effect of man on this planet. And you know what? I couldn't see it. I said, how in the world can something so tiny? And I've got another graphic that shows the Grand Canyon, a picture of the Grand Canyon, and all 7 billion people piled up in the Grand Canyon. And it's a little tiny bump in the Grand Canyon for 7
billion
people.
So it doesn't even
people.
Fill the Grand Canyon, is what you're saying?
Not even close. So the fact that we're so tiny on this big planet, and then the fact that the amount of fossil fuels is so small that it does not affect the mass of the atmosphere. People don't realize how much mass the atmosphere has on this planet.
Beings have created entire islands, Gene. How can you say humans have no ability to impact the environment?
Entire islands. You go to the moon and try and find that island. You get the most powerful telescope from the moon and try and find that island. You won't even see it. It's not even so much as a speck.
Well, I mean, that's not true. You can get a powerful enough telescope on Earth to be able to see the little tiny reflective
mirror. Well, I understand Gene's
point.
The point he's trying to make here is that we're relatively insignificant in the scheme of Mother Nature, and
we are completely insignificant.
We're not important, but we're not insignificant.
George Carlin did the thing about the planet just thinking of us as nothing more than a bad case of the fleas, and the planet would just shake us off. And I really like George Carlin. He was one of my heroes.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mother Nature has certain ways of dealing with a thing that gets too big. You know, if it's a forest, there's forest fires that happen sort of naturally to cull
right.
the
We're never going to get too big.
And
it's funny because
to cull the old of age,
right, or the plague, or something like that.
And the thing about the trees is I was looking at Google Earth, and, you know, you can roll Google Earth back, you know, to the earliest pictures that the USGS made of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And on our property here, we've got a lot of tall trees. They're like 40 feet tall, 35, 40 feet tall trees. And so I went on Google Earth, and I rolled it all back. And 45 years ago, this was flat farmland with no trees.
Mm.
And you can see it on Google Earth. And now it's just all trees. They're just huge. So the fact that we're tearing down trees doesn't really affect anything because they
can always plant more. Thank you for the call, Gene. I appreciate it. 855-450 free like freedom. And all these environmentalist people have been predicting doom and gloom forever, and it still has yet to transpire. It's always 10 years away. 10 years away. 10 years away. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, New York City setting up a quarantine checkpoint, or more than one quarantine checkpoint at key entry points. We'll tell you more about that on the way. But we've been talking about the economy and how the government gang is ruining it, and we can get into more of that on the way. But again, toll-free number, 855-450-free. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
And I definitely want you to know about Bitcoin.com. It's a great site to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. It's been an amazing month for these cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, a lot of them have gone up in value. Of course, some would say that's because the U.S. government has printed trillions of dollars, and that's now catching up to prices.
It's not hurting the price of Bitcoin, for sure.
It certainly isn't hurting it. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn the basics there. Or if you're not new to Bitcoin, you can learn about the latest news headlines from their news site, which is always being updated with news stories about the world of cryptocurrency. So check it out at news.bitcoin.com. As we go to Kirby, he's in Indianapolis watching us on YouTube. Good, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Kirby.
I just wanted to tell Larry he's lucky to be away from the so-called concerned clergy. They're a bunch of do-nothings. They get grant money.
That's kind of religious. And,
they're very religious, and that's their whole thing. They want to get out here on the street where people are selling dope and shooting each other over it. And tell them about Jesus, like that's gonna help anything.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think it would.
But he's lucky to be away from them. They
I would suggest that Jesus probably doesn't care if people are smoking dope.
I'm pretty sure he don't, because, I mean, the way I look at it is all religion has told us is don't rob, murder, or steal. Everything other than that is on you. If you ask me, Jesus was a libertarian.
There's a good argument. Some people have even said Jesus was an anarchist.
I can go for that, too, because when he told people, give Caesar what Caesar's and give God what is his, basically he was telling you, tell Caesar to go pound.
Right. I mean, yeah. When I see Benjamin Franklin on the $100 bill, that doesn't make me think to myself, this bill belongs to Benjamin Franklin or to the United States government. I usually think this bill belongs to, well, whomever has it, presumably me. It usually, if I have it, actually, it's my wife's.
Kirby, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that's it. You know, you guys do a good job. I try to spread the word, but I'm going to be honest, among black people, they consider libertarianism Republican light.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what we could do about that? You know, rather than saying, try to rebut it.
Not have common sense platforms.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
A lot of people don't even know what libertarians actually are. I mean, I haven't done this in years, so I could be wrong about it, but I used to do outreach booths with the Libertarian Party like 2 decades ago, and people didn't have any clue what a libertarian was. Now, maybe they've heard of it by now, but I bet you they still don't know what it is. I bet you if you went out on the streets and you asked 100 people to define what a libertarian is, I bet you wouldn't get 10 of them to tell you what a libertarian is in any kind of accurate, like mention non-aggression or have a good explanation for, you know, the principles of
you might get 10 answers from people, but they wouldn't be correct.
Well, I mean, out of 100 answers,
right,
you probably wouldn't get 10 that would be right. Like, if you got 100 people actually stop and talk to you, you'd probably have to ask 300 to talk before you get 100 that would stop. Kirby, thanks for your call as always. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE because, you know, libertarians have a message that can appeal to anybody. I mean, it's not necessarily targeted at one type of person, only white males, even though that tends to be the bulk of the libertarian movement for some reason. As long as a human is interested in freedom, then they should be interested in what libertarians have to say. Unfortunately, if your first interaction with a libertarian is with a really crappy libertarian, like somebody who is a terrible communicator, somebody who doesn't understand how to listen or whatever, then you're probably going to have a negative taste in your mouth, and that's going to affect how you feel about libertarians in the future.
I think a lot of people's first interaction with a libertarian is the interaction with somebody strawmanning the libertarian ideas.
What does that mean, to strawman?
So strawman is you build an argument, and then you beat it up, right?
Meaning that the person's not actually a libertarian with whom they're speaking about libertarianism?
Well, I was claiming that it was somebody who's not a libertarian,
okay,
building a straw man, of a libertarian, and then beating up the straw man.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of like the argument, you just want the poor to starve, or you just want the lockdown to end so you can play golf.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Libertarians support the corporatist takeover of America, which couldn't be further from the truth. The evidence is that Democrats and Republicans support the corporatist takeover of America because libertarians have never been in power and the corporations have taken over America.
Yep.
So, you know, choke on that one.
I'm pretty sure the corporations were always in charge, basically, as soon as they were created, or at least they became that way relatively quickly.
Sure, you take responsibility away from any entity, and that entity is going to act as though it is irresponsible.
So if you want to take control of the airwaves here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Now, there have been libertarians that make the argument that corporations or some kind of limited liability company would exist in a libertarian world. And, you know, maybe they would and maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. I don't live in a libertarian world. And this is the presumption of what would happen over the course of many decades or whatever. To me, a person should be responsible for their actions in a given situation, and whatever that means. And so, you know, you shouldn't be able to create a corporation and then not be responsible for your actions because you created a corporation. That's silly. That's government stuff.
Baraka 66 in our Discord server says, are corporations that old? I thought they were made to build bridges and things like that. I think it was, what, in the 1800s?
I believe that the Erie Canal was the first creation of a corporation. I couldn't tell you the name of it, New York something or other. And that was basically, in the United States, the first sort of thing. So, yes, he's correct.
It says here, 1790s, according to Investopedia, were the first American corporations were in the 1790s.
Sure,
so,
but
yeah,
almost from what we're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about corporations,
sure.
And I don't know what you were talking about when you were talking about corporations.
Yeah, in most
corporations
cases,
are legal fiction.
Corporations created early on were generally created in sort of public works projects.
Mm-hmm. This says that they were developed in the 1790s, almost instantly becoming key institutions in the young nation's economy. Although corporations had existed in Europe in the early 19th century, particularly in Great Britain and the Netherlands, no country took to corporate development like the United States. Small banking corporations existed in the first years after the American Revolution. However, most historians note the first important industrial corporation was the Boston Manufacturing Company in the year 1813. Its business model was imported from Great Britain, where textile corporations helped spark the first industrial revolution 3 decades earlier. Corporations could raise capital from diverse sources, providing an important mechanism for savers and producers alike. And then they go on to talk about
it. I guess I'd have to do more research on it, because that doesn't sound like my understanding of the creation of corporations.
Well, check it out. Investopedia, there's a little bit more to that story, but we're not going to go off fully in that direction, just answering the question. If you want to jump into the discussion, you can. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, we've got this story that we've been kind of teasing you with that Aria brought in regarding, can you sum it up, Aria? What exactly are we going to be talking about here?
A former Treasury official's take on what inflation is and how it's... He basically interprets inflation to be an increase in prices rather than, you know, that being how we measure the increase in money supply, which is what inflation actually is.
Correct.
So the headline of his article here is something that's just absolutely, I mean, it's words.
Is this
salad.
A piece that he wrote? He wrote this article, or is this an article about something that the guy said? Just curious.
I'm not sure.
But this is another Federal Reserve.
It's different than
chairman?
The one you read.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's not chairman. A Federal Reserve chairman. He's a former Treasury official,
former, okay.
A current economist, saying that the ballooning money supply may be the key to unlocking inflation in the United States. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what got my attention. It's a word.
It's
salad.
Nothing. It means nothing.
No.
It's a headline.
The ballooning money supply is the inflation in the United States.
We'll talk about what he has to say. Come up here in moments. But the problem is, his opinion about inflation is the one they teach in government schools.
Yeah.
And that's what people
and
believe.
And that's what's here on CNBC.
Right. And they'll just parrot it. Hold that thought, Mark. We're going to continue here. 855-450-FREE. We got a full hour to go, which means plenty of time for you to join us on the radio. Plus, quarantine checkpoints coming to New York City and maybe a city near you. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch a itch, and I started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.